You are fresh into the role.
Yes.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're coming from and kind of your history.
That's a big question. So I moved back to Perth 2 years ago with my own son, and Perth happens to be my hometown, and I'm back decades later, which is a wild and exciting turn of events. I am so grateful for this opportunity and this meaningful role in my hometown, and especially at the table. It's been my bullseye organization that I've been wanting to work for since moving here, and to find this role in town is such a wonderful gift. I come from a very diverse background. A lot of it has to do with food and food services. I've worked in film and TV, and I have a lot of experience within social services and community development. So this role really brings together a bunch of those things. And I'm so impressed and so excited with what's ahead with the table. The numbers are stark as I learn more about the situation of food insecurity within our region and in Ontario, and how we're going to be working together with our affiliate agencies. I'm coming to this role with a lot of passion for food and feeding people, dedication, and really wanting to provide our community and participants with the experience of feeling dignity. We're all part of the same community, whether we are staff, volunteers, or participants at the table, and really hoping to bring my background in community development and just support the table in feeding our community.
And so, I mean, you kind of touched on it earlier about how there's such a demand and need right now. How are you hoping to address and face those challenges head on in your new role?
There's a lot of groundwork I need to do right now, as I understand the situation at hand. Just for some numbers right now, we are a population of 6,000 in Perth, which of course raises up to 15 to 20 in the summer with our tourism and cottage industry. But we are serving right now close to 300 families a month, and that's increasing every single week. And I think what is going to be important is really looking at destigmatizing and understanding why people need food banks and need support with food, with putting food on their tables. 30% in Ontario and 36% of participants specifically in our region are children. And our children deserve to not go to bed or school hungry. Hunger and food security and housing insecurity in the rural area look different from my experience in the city. And it is really just about learning how to support our community and leverage. There's so many people that want to help and try to figure out the best way for people to come in and support us, whether through volunteering, through financial donations, through actual food itself, and just being a part of the table, the community of the table. What I find so powerful is our universal programming. I was going to the community meals myself when I first moved here, just as a way to meet people and that social experience. So I think just getting people out, learning more about what the table does, and figuring out how to get our community to support others that aren't able to necessarily meet all the marks at the end of the month. We are struggling. People are struggling financially. And 1 in 4 people are actually employed that use the food bank. So I think just sharing more information on who is actually using the food bank will help destigmatize and maybe garner more support.